Sivov. Rabbeish Laman Sivov. No, it's Arba Kundasin. The person put four poles on a roof. Whether he put it in the four corners of the roof, so it really was, in a certain sense, an extension of the walls, or whether he put it in the middle of the roof, and therefore you can't look at the walls below as acting as an extending up to be the walls of the sukkah. Now you put the schach on top of these four poles, pasula. But the b'yesh makshirim b'noat al svas Hagag, some say that in a case where if you put the four poles on the four corners of the roof, so then you can say, Mishnah, good asik mechitzta. So you can say, good asik, and make the sukkah kosher. I mean, that'll be considered a kosher sukkah. Because the walls below, halachically, extend up, so your sukkah has walls. And the first sheet that holds that good asik is not sufficient to generate a din of a mechitza for the purpose of a sukkah. See, where you put it on the edge of the sukkah, edge of the roof, it wouldn't help. Okay.
Does good asik help? What if loved? What if these poles are within three tefachim of the edge?
Can you combine
good asik?
Can you say, combine loved and good asik? So the pasha of the more is masha that you could. Okay. Sifkot and chavtes. Ben Oswas Agag Psula. Baba Gab the Gabi Shabbos Kulyam or Mina Gurasak Mechitzta. The Gabi Hilga Shabbos, we say Gurasak Mechitzta, and therefore on top of the roof is considered a Risha Sayachian because we see that the Mechitzas which are below are enclosing what's above. We Gabi Sukhra Sriel on the Be'inan Mechitzas Mamsh. We need actual Mechitzas there. Gurasak Mechitzta is not enough. Moshe Dirsha points out that the Vush explained because the Sukkot Teshu, because all Darshan Teshu came to Duru, and Kudasa Mechitza is not really a great way to be came to Duru. It's not really, that's not the type of walls you would use for sitting in your house. The second opinion says if you have them in the corners, it works. Shinarina Gudasa, Sivkat Lamed, Pirish. Kilo Swas Kursal Habayas Mala Esmechitzel Mala. You look as if the the edge of the wall below extends above. Variation of sukkah mechitzas. There are halachic mechitzas around the sukkah. This halach is only true if the roof does not extend out over the walls. The roof ends right by where the walls are. However, if the roof will extend out over the walls, like we have an overhang of the roof, that's a gemara. You don't say good asik to make the what's on top of the roof if the walls extend out. Now there is a sheet which holds it depends on how much it extends. If it extends less than four tefachim, which Gabi Hilchos Shabbos is not considered a rishos, so it becomes irrelevant, and you still say good asik. If it extends more than four tefachim, already would be a problem. He's not seem to get involved in that over here. No, I'm sorry. I was wrong on the next sif. Combining lobud and lechud now that's not so poshut.
Why not?
Because we'll see in Siftes there's a discussion about it, which is why we thought we're assuming there was a discussion over here also. So over here you're not going to say that. Fine. I see that he talks about it. Because over here there's no machitzas to start with. So for that you need, that should be, I'm not sure why. We don't pass in good asik in this situation for a sukkah to work.
Why do the poles have to be at the edge of the gog the schach can extend beyond the poles. The schach has to go to
correct.
The ends of God.
The main thing would be the square of schach.
It's not the poles at all. It's the schach.
It's the schach, right? But the assumption would be just for practical sake, your schach goes to the poles.
The pole.
Zion. Sigal Gabi Movi Shiesh Lo Lechi. Gabi Beir Shiesh Lo Pasit. So, the introduction to this sif is, we mentioned before a concept that since it works as a mechitza for sukkah, it'll work for a mechitza for Shabbos. It's also going to work vice versa. In the case that it works for a mechitza for Shabbos, it'll work as a mechitza for sukkah. So even though, so we have a sukkah which on Tuesday I'm going to say, excuse me, this is not a good sukkah. When I get to Shabbos, if I get something which halacha considers defined as mechitzas for Shabbos purposes, I'll get a din of mechitzas for sukkah purposes also. So you can give two examples. So let's do. So let's. Two examples. So the second example is a din of pasi biros. The first example is a din of alechi on a right. So what's pasi biros? Pasi biros is if you have a yevushas a rabim and you have a bear which of water in the middle. So the bear is 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim deep. So it's considered shas a yachid, and this is shas a rabim. So you can't really do too much from getting
water from.
So Chazal came along and were matir to put an amma, each amma by an amma this way, amma this way, in four corners. It's called a deyumid. It's two amudim together, and leaving a gap of, according to the Chacham, 10 ammas or less. And this is mutter now to use as this is rishos yachid inside. So now I come along and say, great, I put my schach on top. Right? So normally this will not be considered a definitive sukkah. Right? The shear over here is 6 tefachim. You need 7 tefachim to be considered a sukkah. You have ports merubah lo'imid. So you don't have 7 tefachim. You have ports merubah lo'imid. You don't have, you can't say that this combines as a wall because it's ports merubah lo'imid. You can't say this is the wall because it's only 6x6. Mm-hmm. So where's your sukkah? But since the Gabi Shabbos is instead of a full bona fide rishus, so sukkah also to be kosher. Only on Shabbos. So Friday afternoon, if you eat in there, you weren't yotze sukkah. You ate chutz sukkah. If you're not eating there, you're yotze the mitzvah sukkah.
Why Friday night is it okay?
Because Shabbos already. Since it's considered a rishus for Shabbos.
It's considered a shishtu Shabbat. Even though that the reason that they did it is to allow people to drink water from that well, it had nothing to do with anything else. But still,
the ones that
not there. Once you open the door, you open the door.
Right. So the second example would be this case where
you. So yontif, you're not good, just Shabbos.
Correct. Okay. So that's
a good heichatimtza.
So that's the second example.
Is it shear for a sukkah? It's still good?
Doesn't mean to shear for a sukkah. Now, the first example is a case where you have a mavoi. Okay, so you're going to have a wall here and a wall here. Right? So now, let's say it's a mavoi mafulosh, which means it's open on both ends. It's not 16 amos wide. It's not just a rabim. So the halacha is you put a tzuras of pesach on one end, put a lechi on the other end, and that's it. The lechi has to be the shear lechi is a tefach. So you're allowed to carry inside there. So again, this would not meet your criteria as a sukkah, because the sukkah we said before, if you haste, we have two parallel walls. You need to make. Oh, you need to leave a gap of, let's say, on the other side, you get a gap of less than three tefachim, which is lavud, and put a pass, which is arba, and makes a total of seven, and then it's considered as a good sukkah. But just the lechi alone is not going to be good. But on Shabbos, it'll work. Because Pirsh Eitz can mean omer. It has like an omer on one side. In the case of Pasi Biroz, you have a be'er, you have this well, and there's pasin around it, these enclosures. Pirsh Karshi Eitz, Siwas Abir, there's boards around the well. It becomes a sukkah for Shabbos. Since they work for Shabbos, the more you said it's sort of migul to have you doif in the Shabbos, have you doif in the sukkah. However, it's only going to be a case where halachically you're actually allowed to carry in here. So, for example, the Mora says that this heter pasi biroz was only introduced for the tzarech of the other regolim, that they would be coming along these roads and they're traveling with all their animals, etc. They needed a place. They needed somewhere. So chazar matir, no other regolim. So Mora says in Bavel, because the people going to learn Torah is equivalent to other regolim. None of that. So the chazar matir pasi biroz. So practically, this surah of a sukkah would not be kosher because they were not going to be matir to carry inside. Okay. Now we give an example over here of the case of Mavi.
Do you have to keep the well uncovered? Because if you cover the well, then the whole heter pasi biroz goes away.
No, it's okay if it's covered.
If you put a solid real cover on it, how could you depend on the heter pasi biroz? It's the whole thing is built around a well.
Yeah,
as if you build some, you really cover it, you can't get to the well.
Well, if you cover the well, you can't get to the well in Hanami. If you cover the well, that just it's, you know, just keeping it clean.
Oh. You know, in other words, if it's a piece of plywood that you can pick up, then it should be okay.
Correct.
But if you decide to build a whole structure around it, you can't get to the well, then it eliminates the
correct
process. Okay.
Okay. So that was this case over here. You have a hobby, you have two walls, you have a lechi here, a twist of pesach over here. Now, that's not clear in the Gemara Mechaber what the case is, because Mavi's comes in halach in two shapes. There's a Mavi Shena Mefulish, which means it's closed on three sides. And Mavi Mefulish is closed on two sides.
Well, the parallel three sides, what would be the problem? You have three walls.
Well, for sukkah purposes?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to get into. So, when Mechaber says Mavi, what Mavi is he referring to? So Mavi, which is Mefulish, the Torah, has three walls. So what's the problem?
I mean, ain't Mefulish.
Mavi Shen Mefulish, I'm sorry. So Mavi Mefulish would be, that's the example I gave you. That was easy,
right.
That was easier,
that's
easier
the
case. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah does with this. Mesozama Mechaber Masha, the Sirel, the Kapoiskim, the Philip of Mavi Mefulish, Riesh Alechi, Misad Echod, so you'd have to put be putting your schach over here. Put your schach over here, seven tvachim worth. So that's we're going to count. This is a wall, and the lechi because it has a locha as if it's closed inside. So you have three walls. So your sukkah is kosher. That's the example that we're looking at. So you don't have to go all the way to the other end. Just that amount at the end is good enough.
What's the difference between a wall and a mechitza? Up to now, we've been talking about the funnels, and now hasek mechitza. This mechitza divides from one rishus to another, usually. The funnels is different. It's like a dira.
I'm not sure that that's an interesting question.
We just switched over a couple of... just switched over.
The phrase gudasa mechitzta is the halacha Moshe Sina was called gudasa mechitzta.
Yeah, yeah.
Because mechitza represents the concept that it's enclosing something. So I don't know, but the word mechitza is represents the idea that it's keeping something out and enclosing
something.
Right, but it's not just separating. Mechitza is used for... Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, the phrase mechitza means enclosure.
To enclose, okay.
Right, because the idea of enclosing is keeping that out and putting this in. So how is it different than the Fanas? I'm not sure.
Sukkahs, we just switched language now, that's all.
Right, because we borrowed the language of Mechitza because of the phrase Gudas Mechitza, that's the local Meshavasina.
Okay, but for Sukkah, there's nothing. I mean, it's not that you're enclosing anything. It has to be the funnels. It has to be like a bias, a dira. That's why you need the funnels, right? Well, what do you need the funnels for a sukkah for?
Again, I'm not sure. I'm not comfortable saying that I understand the difference in the uses of the word the funnels versus mechitzas. Is so exact that you could make a build on it. I don't know. I don't know.
Where do we know that we need the funnels for a sukkah? I mean, we need tzchach. Where do we learn that we need the funnels?
Tasha from Teshuvah Kei Tadur.
But
we have a local Moshav Sinai, which tells me that they don't have to be four walls.
It has to be a Dira.
Okay. So the case was the Mavim Afulah, Shesha Elechi Mitzadecho, the Mesichah with Kishir Hechshar Sukkah Litzad Alechi, you put the Tzchach near that. Gam Ken Kosher. But Tam Ba'yiri Zed Lechi Nechshar Linyan Shabbos Afilu Rochav Mashu Kilo Hayim Achitza Lo Sitzat. Can yesh shalosh mechitzas v'avi min atar v'shos yochid v'min amigo the havi mechitzas in Shabbos har mechitzas in Sukkah v'Shabbos sheiklu b'sechak kach. But it's only true during the Shabbos. In other words, we paskin the more halachically you're allowed to enclose imovi in one of two ways, actually one of three ways, either the lechi or with a kara or with a source of hesed. We paskin that kara is mishum hacker. So Midaraisa, let's say this case. Midaraisa, this is not a Rishas Rab anymore. Whether it's Rishas Yochid is a Rab Mechog as Rishonim. Most Rishonim say that it is. That's three walls. Rama holds it's not. You need four walls to be Rishas Yochid. But Rama agrees that Midaraisa, let a carry in here. It's not a Rishas Rab. So it's not a Rishas Yochid. It's not a Rishas Yochid. It's a Malkum Tur. Carmel says the Rabbanon. So it's a Malkum Tur. You let a carry in it. So the Chazal said, no, you can't carry unless you do something. So what can you do? You can put a kara across. That's Mishum Hecker. It has no halachic difference. You put a lechi here. We pass a lechi Mishum Mechitza. Lechi Mishum Mechitza. Lechi is considered a Mechitza. As if there's a wall on that side. The Rav Mataka says, if you have a Mavi, which is animal foolish, has three walls, the person throws Mishum Zerab into it, he's potter. Puts a lechi there and throws into his chayv. It says, Mamash Mechitza Gemura, Nam Hechel Shabbos. He's Mamash Chayv Skila because of it. So once that's true, so I can make it. Well, I can make it a sukkah also. So let's take this scenario and put it over here. If he doesn't do sichuk on the whole mavi, right? So the fact there's a wall in the back wouldn't help him. So he has to put something over here also.
Oh, because he's not going all the way to the end
right.
Where the wall is.
So, but now he puts a lechi.
But if he theoretically, if he started schach in the other direction, he'd be fine.
Right. But if he puts the schach over here, so he needs something there.
Right.
So what can he put there? So he puts a lechi there, and he's finished. Because a lechi counts as if there's a whole
wall.
So you have three walls. Lama gav the mirbonon also talta b'sholosh mechitzas b'shabbos a sukkah mutter mishum mitzvah sukkah. So since it's considered an enclosure, it's a valid sukkah midaraisa. Then we'll flip it around the other way around. Well, once it's a valid sukkah. So Chazal allowed you to use the sukkah, they allowed you to carry inside the sukkah also. So, in other words, even if you wouldn't put a Tzurus HaPesach over here, he's saying, you just put a lechi here. So in this situation, you're not allowed to carry in here still. But you would allow to carry in the sukkah area. Okay, so that's one example. Example is you put Sivas HaBerg. I know. Arba Kuris, Nutsas, Arba Ruches, Zukanegatzu. Put four poles on the four corners facing each other. Shakokar, Nutte, Amalakan, Amalakan. Each board faces an Amal each towards the other one. Vitiruha, this concept, because our Matan Shemuel Regolan, Shechelam, Yu, Yichelm Shemaim, Labahemtim in a board, Shususayachi, Dubamishasarab. They need to be able to use this water. They're traveling through. They need to be able to access to the water. Chazal made this as a way for them to access, give the animals a drink. For this purpose, now it's enclosed. And Rishas Yochid. Okay. So normally you deal with regalim. How come Mishum Mitzvah Sukkah? He tira gam kain. There was that. you'd have this hechatimson, you put a sukkah on top of it. You say, listen, even though the Rambam had no need for the sukkah, but once we're allowing this for other purposes, we'll allow it for the sukkah purpose also. But said, however, you can't mimat el makam where lechi and the pasin matirin. Hanamishum the mechaber saw some. This is the Rambam talking. Yeah. Any scenario that you have would be mutter. Okay, in Bolarma, the Maisa, Yeshahakar, Kadasa Poisim, it's not enough that theoretically it could be mutter. It has to be actually become mutter. According to the Rambam. The Hadam Mokam Sosum, Mishal Shrukh, Buruchvi is Yesh Lalachi. This scenario, which the Mechaber is allowing, the Ramos says, is out. If there's no source of Pesach over here, you cannot carry in here. If you can't carry in here, you can't say, well, the lucky was Matar B'Shabbos, because it wasn't really Matar. It was made of Ra'isa, it worked, but not Mir Rabbanon, so you're not allowed to carry inside the Sukkah. So if it's not considered a valid Sukkah. However, in this scenario, where the fourth set is closed, the lucky over here allows you to carry inside over there. In this case, it would be kosher. Yeah. Okay. Well, remember the ma'ase yesh lahakrin because that's a poiskin. The ain lahatel the malkam shalechi matter than yinshavus. It has to actually be matter. The hainu malkam sosa mishalosh ruches. The case where three sides are closed. In the fourth set, you put a lechi there. There's shom mutaf in rabbanon l'tal to b'shabbos. That case, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Period. Halacha l'maisa. Mizem atirim when you sukkah b'shabbos v'shul migu. You'll apply the migu concept. After you sukkah l'nuchah l'achshav of kiyum shtei tefadas, you only really have two valid sized tefadas for sukkah purposes because the lechi is not big enough. Even though you can't use this back wall isn't really usable for the schach purpose because the schach is over here, not over here. But since the mice is enclosed, when you put the lech here, you're not allowed to carry. So it's considered a wall and you're allowed to carry. So then, don't they? Pasim and Tirin, Bisman Shiesh Ella Ragon, there's matter when there's Ella Ragon. Vehidden the lech Ella Ragon, Hecho Deloy Shchicha Maya. The mutzal of the mitzvah. We have the afkam b'shus rabim ulo b'chatz. So this is mutter when there's other regalim, or even there's no other regalim. If there's water was very scarce, this is called the dry mitzvah to feed your animal because our matter that. And they're only matter dafkam b'shus rabim ulo b'chatz. Not sure what that's about. The Oshayech Migul. The Chatzilo, Lachon Hakar Kedas Ramo, Magam Hatchak, Yeshitzman Kedar Rishonah, Tchazal Yabad, Zachen Hu'ik. So the Ramo is putting a limitation over here that it has to be practically mutter to carry in there. I mean practically mutter. Actually mutter. We're practically mutter sounds like almost in our slang. Okay. So that is Sif Zayin. Sif Ches. Sif Ragavi Aksadra. He made the schach over an Aksadra. Aksadra is something along the lines of a portico, a canopy, I guess, but it has walls and it has something on top. But over here, the scenario wasn't covered the whole way.
It has something on top on one side, not continuing.
Right, so the picture which they suggested over here was as such that here's the part which is covered, mm-hmm. extends beyond, and now you have, mm-hmm. right, extends beyond, and you have, if you put in your skach over here. Right. So you have your, I guess,
what's the semen mean?
Semen means side posts.
Like the walls on the side?
Yeah,
that's what it means?
Yeah, these two walls over here. Uh-huh. The side support. So, Bain Shahyunir and Mibithnim, Bainer Mibachutz, Bain Shahyunir and Mibachutz and Mibithnim, Shaver. So, if you look at these two examples, the optical illusion issue. Now, this example, if you're looking outside, see, it just goes, see, you straight in. So, there's no wall. But inside, that's the inner room, and here's the outer room. Right? And here is the inner room, which was covered. Here's the outer room you put in the stock. You clearly see a wall here. You see psimen there. Inside the sukkah. In this scenario, it extended inwards, but you put your sukkah right there, right at that point. So you stand in the sukkah, I don't see, instead of the sukkah, I just see straight into the sadra with nothing blocking my vision. Nothing. There's no side walls. But on the outside, I say, wow, there's side walls going in before the sukkah starts. Yeah, making sense? I mean, are the pictures making sense? Okay. So, in either scenario, whether they're near Mifnim and not Mibachutz, whether they're near Mibachutz and not Mifnim, is Ksheira. However, Lahoyal Psimen is Psula. But in the case, which there's no Psimen at all, okay. The halacha is psula. Neshi he sukkah siyakamavi. She ain't lo elish shnei tzidei hachsadra. So, if you don't have a tzimin, you don't have a third side. You have the wall here and the wall here. You're putting a stock either way, right? So where's your third wall? There's nothing. You go straight in from here. All this is removed. It goes straight into there. Well, all the way in the back, there's a wall, but that's no shaykhus to the schach. And achsadra, and by kersel, in the middle, there's nothing here. That's what I'm talking about. I all the way in the back, shenedu and lipsimen. Patsim is pirish lechium. So there's nothing there which acts like a doorpost. So last case we did not allow it, which is the case of the case where there's no psim at all. It's right. It's no good. But they're going to argue. But in the earlier cases, we say whether it's mifnim or mechutz, halacha is it's ksheira, not so poshut. So we're not being advisable to make it sukkah, and that's relying on that thought process. Okay. Let's start. There's two walls running parallel to each other. Part of it is roofed. Right near where the roof ends. where the chasadra continues is sikach eskach. He puts kach there. So I'm going to carry out a cut. Fine. So it has two walls. The two walls are running parallel, and the schach on top. Where's the third wall? The betzimim, who shneam wood and bolted beruch kashlishi. That's the two walls sticking out on the third. So you have a wall here, a wall here, and yeah, there's nothing out here, and there's a wall here. Well, the sticking out to create a third wall.
The extra walls are pretty much where it's covered. That area.
This is where the area which is covered. This would be the area which is covered in the back over here.
Right. Yeah, so there's cover on the top, and then there's like partial walls on the side.
See, even though the size of this is not a large enough to be create. That was the third wall,
right?
But the ma'aser, there's simim there, which we're going to get into the dinner of. That's what he says. Abishem besukah achar shein lo elish nek solim v'asim kemovi zekin agadzad. This scenario where the two rows sides are parallel. Amrina besef gimel the tzarach pas arbo ma'aser. We said you're not going to get away with just putting a ma'aser over there. You have to put this whole wide board. Because it flows through, you have to act as a real bona fide impediment to the movement. Can die with semen. Semen are good enough over here. The key machine with semen are in Pitaka Yerbasoism, Clamor Pitaka Shalaksadra, Shukari Alaksadra Yerbasoism. He says, what we're really wanting is, you know, the scenario. This roof over here has come, there's no overhang, so it's come to an abrupt end. Right, so there's a din of pitikra because this is the end of this roof. So this is the pitikra, which is yard v'sayis, and will go down and act as a wall. So you have a wall on the third side, or at least a halachah equivalent wall. Shukera l'chadra, yes, yard v'sayis. Simon there's a sheish the sukkah d'efer shishi. Well, blood simon and arminu l'arminu the yard v'sayis. You don't say pitikra yard v'sayis had there not been walls here, not been a roof there. But there'd be no psimim there. You don't see Yerba Sosim.
Why not?
Now, you can discuss the question one of two ways. One, you say the schach, which is the roofing, now ends here, and then say Pitik Yerba Sosim. So we all Pitik Yerba Sosim for it to work. The face which you're starting with, which you're going to, it's a form of good achas, correct, but it has to be a tefach.
What has to be a tefach?
Has to be the face has to be a tefach wide. So then I have a face which is a tefach. I say good achas further down.
You mean the thickness of the wall? Is that what you mean?
Thickness of the roof.
Of the roof, I mean. Okay.
And the other lachas, which obviously would have over here, is there has to be a roof which is at least four tefachim deep, which obviously over here we have more than that because we're talking about a sukkah. Okay, well, let's hold it here.